Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, a recovering practitioner of lemon juice and vinegar Christianity, and this is Listening to Jesus. I heard the term lemon juice and vinegar Christianity from Dale Ralph Davis, and I thought it was a perfect description for the kind of Christianity too many people practice, one where growth in godliness is measured by how miserable you can make yourself look. The interesting thing about lemon juice and vinegar Christianity is that it's older than Christianity itself. Jesus confronted it with the Pharisees and religious leaders, and here's what he said in Matthew 6:16-18. When you fast, do not look gloomy like hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who's in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The term hypocrite Jesus uses here means mask wearer. These people were expert at looking religious. And how do you look really religious? Well, they thought it meant looking gloomy, with disfigured faces. What's clear is that their focus of their fasting was not God, but other people. They weren't concerned with seeking the Lord, but with seeking praise from others. And Jesus says they have received their reward. They wanted to impress other people as being religious, and they did. Drank their vinegar, sucked on their lemons, looked like sour-faced religious people. Jesus said our Heavenly Father has no interest in such sour-faced showmanship. If we're going to fast, it needs to be focused on seeking the Lord, and He sees our hearts. So Jesus tells us to wash our face, make sure we look normal, healthy, and happy. God doesn't want His children to look miserable. He wants us to look to Him. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Find us online at foresthillpca.org, foresthillpca.org.